It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer, and I'm here at the practice facility of the Pittsburgh Steelers. If you're a fan of the Steelers, and who isn't, it's probably hard to imagine the team without big bearded defensive end Brett Kiesel. Now in his 13th season with the team, Kiesel is the longest tenured member of the Steelers defense. For a while, it didn't look like Brett was coming back to play this year, but he signed with the team just a couple of weeks before the start of the season, and now at the age of 36 is a starting defensive end, and he joins us now. Brett Kiesel, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks. Thank you for having me.
It looked like you weren't going to be playing after the end of last season. What made you want to come back?
I think the mediocre seasons are really back-to-back, and the fact that, you know, once I got into the off season and got into my off season routine, it felt right just working out and training, getting ready to come play. And, you know, I'm friends with a lot of older guys that aren't playing anymore, and all of them tell me the same thing, that you got to continue to play while you still can. And I still felt like I could play, you know, and here we are.
Would you have come back to any other team other than the Steelers?
You know, I said I would, but probably not. When that option was presented to me early on, you know, when I went out to Arizona, it really brought to my attention how important it was to me to be a Steeler and to finish this out where I started it. And, you know, when I was at that crossroad, I couldn't choose to go somewhere new. I had to come back to where I'm comfortable and to where I belong, really.
What makes it special being a Pittsburgh Steeler?
Well, for me, it's not only what the Steelers mean to this community, but, you know, the Super Bowls that we've won, the victories we've won, the championships we've won. That's a feeling that I try and tell these young guys what it's like. It's really one of the only feelings that you can imagine how good it feels, and it's better than that. You know, so imagine the best feeling in the world, and then it's actually better than that. You know, that's what it means to be a Super Bowl champion, and that's what I want to get back to.
You mentioned winning a couple of championships with this team. Does this particular Steelers team have another Super Bowl run in it?
I hope so. As we stand right now, we're still very much a work in progress. We still have a lot of kinks that we need to work out, but we're working hard at it. And the guys, you know, regardless of our record or anything like that, they're coming in here and working hard and preparing to play good football on Sundays, and now we just need to be consistent week in and week out with that.
There are kickers and even quarterbacks who have played in the NFL at the age of 36, but not too many guys are out there banging heads on the defensive line like you are at your age. How much harder is it to be doing what you're doing at 36?
It's hard. You know, I have to give credit to the Coach Tomlin and to our training staff, because they don't treat me the same way they treat, you know, a 23-year-old guy or a young guy. They take care of me throughout the work week. Me being the type of person I am, I like getting those practice reps, but it's been nice to be able to rest my body during the course of the week so I'm ready to go on Sunday, because it's different. I don't heal as fast as I used to, and usually around the end of the week I'm starting to feel good again, and let's go dance again.
What makes you want to keep doing this, especially when, you know, there's all sorts of talk in the NFL about concussion issues? Do you worry about the beating that you're taking?
I don't. I think what makes me want to do it is my competitive nature. There is nothing else out there that pays like this job does, or that gives you that competitive battle every day, you know, going out and competing every day, going out and competing against the best every day. And then you throw in Sundays in front of hundreds of thousands, not to mention millions, watching all over the world. It's unlike anything else, and it's unique, and you can't get that feeling anywhere else. And that's what I know when football is done for me, I'm going to struggle with not having that butterfly in my stomach on Sunday mornings.
What will you do to fill that in? You seem to be kind of a Renaissance man. I've heard that you've taken up the piano, things like that.
Yeah, I've been playing the piano a little bit and the guitar. But for me, you know, I don't think I'll ever be able to replicate that feeling.
Tell him that.
If your teammate's saying, tell him, Keys.
My brothers. But for me, I love, you know, being in the outdoors. I love hunting. And that adrenaline that you get doing that stuff when you're stalking on an animal or something like that, that's pretty much the closest feeling to me that I can get towards it. So I'll probably do something in that regard.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. We're talking with Steelers defensive end Brett Kiesel. You mentioned hunting. What do you like about hunting in Pennsylvania? Do you have a favorite spot?
I do. You know, I can't share that because it's a secret. But I've got some good spots that I like to go. My teammates are constantly bugging me, too, to take them. But, you know, they're special because I'm the only one that knows about them.
You won't even take them?
No. No. I'll take them to, you know, a place that maybe isn't so special. But I got some special spots that I save for just me. And, you know, what I love about it is just the outdoors. I grew up, you know, hunting and fishing when I was a kid, and it was so much fun. And some of my favorite memories growing up were doing those outdoor activities with my family. And it's great to be able to pass that on to my family.
The people that know you in Pittsburgh, and I would think it would be pretty close to just about everybody, know that you're a guy with this tremendous beard. And for those who aren't sure or don't have a mental picture of you, you know, as I sit across from Brett, he's stroking his beard. It is a prodigious beard. Let's talk about it. How long have you had it?
I started this beard in 2010. And, you know, this isn't the 2010 beard. Every year I shave my beard. I grow it throughout the course of the season, and every year I have a Shear-to-Beard event, which will be in February, and we raise money for Children's Hospital. But, you know, the beard has just become a part of me. I joke around about it all the time and say people really don't know me. They just know the beard, you know. If I shave this beard off, it would be, who are you? But it's become a part of me. It's become a part of, you know, number 99. It's become a part of the Steelers, really. And everyone's embraced it, and it's been a lot of fun. And, you know, it was a lot of fun last week to go out there and get after Fitzpatrick's beard a little bit and let him see who's on top.
Talking about Ryan Fitzpatrick, the quarterback of the of Houston Texans, who he has a beard. It's not like your beard, though. I mean, I'm wondering, you know, it's a good, you know, 4 or 5 inches from your chin there. Does it get in the way, especially when you have your helmet on and stuff?
Not really. You know, the chin strap locks it down pretty good. Occasionally, you know, an offensive lineman will get their hands on it and pull it a little bit, but it's not too much trouble.
An offensive lineman is foolish enough to grab your beard, and then how do you react?
Well, I can't tell you that because then I might get fined, but I don't tolerate that. I don't tolerate people, you know, grabbing my beard unless they ask.
For lack of a better term, you're an elder statesman on this team. Describe what it's like to take a leadership role with some of the younger guys, and there are a lot of younger players now on this defense.
It's been great. I've been looked at in that light, I think, around here for a while now, as a leader and as a captain. I'm not a captain this year, but I've been a captain in the past. And, you know, I don't take that lightly. I think the biggest thing for me in a leadership role is making sure I'm doing all the little things throughout the course of the week so these guys can see how, you know, a guy of my tenure prepares. And, you know, that's the biggest thing. If they can see someone who's working hard in the weight room, who's working hard watching film, even though, you know, I might have an advantage of being someone who's been there and done that type of guy, but there's still always room for work. There's always room for improvement. There's always places to get better. And I will never lose sight of that. And I think what I try and show the young guys is, you know, they can be as good as they want to be, but it's not just going to happen overnight. They've got to prepare. They've got to work. and they got to do all the little things that make a pro player a productive player.
You're very active in the community. You've done a lot of work for Children's Hospital. Why is doing that kind of thing so important to you?
Well, I think for me, it's selfish. I learn so much and I gain so much from being around kids from Children's Hospital and visiting these less fortunate children. They teach me humility. They teach me kindness. They teach me loyalty. I learn so much and gain so much from being around them that it truly has become, you know, something that I appreciate and love doing and something that I feel like I'm getting far more out of than what I'm giving them.
Probably not the best time to talk about this, but, I mean, are you thinking of this as this is – are you seeing the end of your illustrious career? And if you are you kind of savoring every little moment as it comes along?
I try to. Yeah, the end is near. I mean, you can't – stop time. I joke around about football years is a lot like dog years, you know. So my coach Tomlin tells me I'm like 150 years old in football years. So, you know, I got a little bit of ball left, but I know the end's near, and I do. I enjoy every day. I enjoy every Sunday. I enjoy getting in uniform every time I get to do it because I know there's going to come a day when I'm not going to be able to do it. And that's why I want to make sure we take advantage of this season and, you know, get back to where we're used to being, and that's in the playoff hunt and in the conversation.
Steelers defensive end Brett Kiesel joining us here on Central Pittsburgh. Brett, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Paul. Great to see you, buddy.
And that'll do it for this edition of Essential Pittsburgh. If you missed any part of our show, you can check out past segments at our website, wesa.fm. For now, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. See you tomorrow.